Okay. And the date of your test was November 10th. Okay, so it's very recent. It's showing, higher percentage of cardiovascular, kidney, and GI function, blood sugar, immune, red blood cell, bone possibly, and then the others go down from there. Let's take a look at, we'll look at your acid-base balance and inflammation markers and nutrients. We're looking at B12, B6, magnesium, calcium, thiamine, and selenium. All right. Vitamin C, all right, okay, those are lower. All right, let's take a look. And I'm just going to take a quick look to see how many you have from past ones. That's the latest one. So you just have this one. Okay, good. So, all right, let's look at this picture because this gives us a quick way. Let me start my timer. And okay. So, oh, wait, that's not glucose. I'm like 99. That's not where you usually are. Okay, 91. Is that consistent with what you're getting when you're testing? Is it a little higher?
I am using the FreeStyle Libre, and sometimes I'm in the 60s and 70s, and sometimes I'm in the 80s and 90s, and sometimes it sort of depends upon each time I put the sensor on, it seems to either be high or low or in the middle. So I would estimate that I'm probably, the last time I tested it with the Keto Mojo and the one from Walmart.
To rely on.
Yeah, I tested the one from Walmart like three times right together. And then I tested the Keto Mojo once at the same time, and they were all within 5 points, and they were running about 10 points higher than the
That particular one.
that particular
Okay.
sensor. So I would suspect that I'm probably in the 80s to 90s.
Okay.
If
Okay.
I was, because when
Yeah.
I'm looking at
So,
some things and it's going down to 63, I'm going, okay, there's,
yeah,
it's
there's
just
a big
not,
range there. So with the hemoglobin A1C is 5.5, so it's heading up towards the cutoff for insulin resistance. So my guess is that there are some times that you're going high.
May I ask you one question? How do I
Yeah.
get rid of the gallery so I can just see the screen you're sharing?
I think if you go to the top. And you click, what are your choices? Speaker view? What are the choices when you click the four dots at the top?
Where it says view,
Yeah.
side by side gallery, speaker, and standard.
And what's it on right now, gallery? So you're
Yeah.
seeing everybody. Put it on side
When I
by
do
side.
speaker, it still shows me.
Do side by side.
Okay, I've got standard. Standard will get rid of, and it
Okay,
puts
good.
everybody up at the top now.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you're there, my guess is that there are some high points. Your insulin is really good, but my guess is that there are some high points that's keeping your A1C at 5.5. Right? So it's whether it's stress related or specific food related, because it's saying your average is 111 based on your A1C. Okay?
Okay.
So that was that would be what I would look for. So what are some of those foods that might be, or stressful situations that might be raising you up?
Well, I happened to find my Alcat that I had taken about 6 or 7 years ago. And of course, I've been eating those avocados, and it looked on, when I looked on the list, it said severe intolerance of avocados. So, and my arthritis has been bothering me off and on this month, as well as my shoulder. So I'm going to go back to just trying to do to that old Alcott food sensitivity.
Yeah, so one of the things you can do with that is go back to that, and that'll be your elimination diet. I mean, it's certainly possible that things have changed, that, if there are other foods you started eating a lot of, that they shifted place, et cetera. But that's a certainly a good place to go back to for elimination diet.
Well, that was the first time I went to a functional doctor, and he looked at it and he goes, oh, there's no way you can be allergic or sensitive to all these foods. You must have a gut problem.
Right. Exactly. So. Right. Exactly. So we're going to be doing a elimination diet together starting in January. I'll start to talk about it probably next week about how to prep for it so that in January we can hit the ground running with elimination diet. Because if you do, you know, a lot's changed in 6 years, right? If you working on your gut is super important. A lot of people just take out the foods and then they develop a whole bunch of more food sensitivities because they didn't address the gut and those get into the bloodstream. So we really have to work the elimination diet, eliminate the offending foods and work at the gut at the same time, which is what we're going to do in the elimination diet.
And that's when I kind of found out about you and I went gluten-free. That part has been limited. All right. Proceeding.
These are, you know, a little low. You might have some slow stomach acid. I don't know if you do bitters, but bitters can always be helpful.
I wasn't doing bitters, but I was eating a lot of arugula.
Well, when you do it, stop like about 15 minutes before your meal, have some arugula, but just chew it for 5 minutes to really bathe those receptors. And that's a good bitter. It's a great bitter, actually. Okay. Again,
so just having a huge plate of arugula for your salad with other stuff on top of it doesn't
work. Awesome for you, but it's not going to stimulate the HCL before the meal starts. That's what the purpose of the bitters, you do it about 15 minutes before the meal and it stimulates the juices to start to flow. So if you, as you're making your salad and your meal, you grab this handful and you're just chewing it way differently than you would normally have a meal. And it's like, just turns into this liquid pulpy mess in your mouth. But all those bitters are stimulating the sensors under the tongue.
Is there a difference in the bitters that you're talking about versus the bitters that you put in an alcoholic drink? And the reason I ask is because it seems to me I had gone to a website that was probably affiliated with one of the webinars. And when I looked at their bitters, they kept showing you how to make alcoholic drinks with them. And I didn't know.
They could be similar because in Europe, that's what people do. I don't know if Lisa can attest to this, but stop at the bar before dinner and have the bitters to stimulate the appetite. It's a good excuse to have a drink. But, you know, sometimes those bitters that you buy, they have other junk in them, right? Anyway.
Okay. Well, I mean, this website was supposed to be, you know, clean, healthy stuff in their bitters, but they kept talking about making alcoholic drinks with them. So then I wasn't sure if that was different from the bitters that you were talking about that say Summer has.
Yeah. Those are good ones. I don't know about this brand, whatever it was, but I know that, yeah, they make alcoholic beverages, but you get the bitter stuff. It's got other stuff in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't get the alcoholic ones. Those are alcoholic drinks. They have herbs in them, but they're primarily alcoholic drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they were a bit like
the same idea.
Like, was it Agostino bitters that you put in gin and tonic or something? I don't.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I don't know.
I don't do that either. So I just wasn't sure.
No, I mean, the bitters you get, you know, Herbalist and Alchemist, Summer's Company, they make really good bitters. And there's some dandelion and all kinds of stuff, like really bitter type of herbs. But you can do it yourself. I mean, you can do it with your own juices. You can do it with your own, but it's not just eating it for a meal. It's before the meal to get it ready, you know, and then of course, digestive enzymes as well.
All right.
Okay. Dehydration, make sure you're hydrated. Your filtration rate is a little on the low side.
Yep.
Your electrolytes look good. We were talking about this yesterday. Creatine kinase. Above optimal, looking at below optimal. Um, Yeah. So, you know, when I see CK low, creatine kinase or creatinine, I'm concerned about protein, that you don't have enough protein and that your muscles are wasting. Like it's, that would be a problem in a muscle wasting type disease, which I don't think you have a muscle wasting type disease, but if you're not getting enough protein in there, right, either because you're not eating enough protein or because you're not absorbing enough protein, then we'll see that being low. So again, the bitters, the stimulation of the digestive enzymes, and also it might be some zinc that you need. And there's this vicious cycle. If you don't have enough stomach acid, you can't absorb your minerals. And if you don't have enough zinc, you can't make stomach acid. So you have to address the two of them together.
Well, I've been taking zinc, but
how much zinc and what kind of zinc?
Either I have some pills that are 30 and some other ones that were 50.
Okay. And so whenever I say somebody's like, they have indications that they're lower, let me look at your alkaline phosphatase.
Well, I know that I've had a historically a problem with zinc because I remember seeing white specks in my fingers.
Yeah. So whenever I hear like, oh, I'm up and already taking that, it either means you're not absorbing it or you're not taking enough of it, or you're not taking the right form of it. So zinc tends to get absorbed best when you take a liquid ionic zinc. Then it doesn't have to, you don't need good stomach acid to get that absorbed. And especially if you take that zinc with a little vitamin C in it or apple cider vinegar or a lemon juice, that helps it to get absorbed better. Okay. So on the site, there's a page that we have that's minerals. I think I had it open or a little bit earlier. On the minerals page, right? I'll put this link in the chat for anybody else also that's have some zinc, seems to be a real common one. So I'm going to put it in the chat. Okay. But there's a video on zinc. And then there, see this here, it says a zinc taste test.
Okay.
It teaches you how to test your zinc levels at home using a taste tester. So I would recommend that you do that, right? Because if you're taking 30 to 50 and it's not getting absorbed, it could be that if it's a tablet or a capsule, you said tablet, but you might've meant capsule.
It's the 30 that I'm taking right now, because I ran out of the 50, the 30 is like a gel capsule.
Yeah,
and I can't remember now. I assume the other one was a capsule too.
Okay, you may not be breaking it down. And it may be the form, like, is it zinc picolinate? Is it zinc taurate? I mean, there's several different forms. And sometimes you have to play around with the form to get the one that's actually going to get in there best. I find most consistently is the liquid ones.
Okay.
Okay.
And there's a particular brand, or is that listed in your?
Brand wise, Good State has them. EIDON, or they use those at Hippocrates Health Institute. Trace Minerals has a really strong one, but it's so strong that I've had so many people tell me they get nauseous from it that I don't really recommend it anymore, because it just, you know, Body Bio has them. So there's a number, Premier Research Labs, theirs is tends to be expensive because it's more dilute, but that's a good one to get for the taster. But there's some of that is listed on the page there,
okay.
Resources. Okay. Yeah. So your zinc serum is low, plus your alkaline phosphatase is low, plus your indications for stomach acid. So I would definitely be looking at zinc, a different form of zinc. Okay. Let me just put this on to 2 more minutes. So we have 2 more minutes. Let me get through the rest of this. I'll give you 3. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, some of the minerals tend to be low-ish. So I think that the stomach acid is really important, is to get that stomach acid up. Okay. So the bitters, digestive enzymes. Wait, I was looking at the wrong thing. Alkfos isn't low. It was the zinc serum that's low. Bilirubin. problem. So serum iron and ferritin. The iron is a little on the low side. The ferritin is a little on the high side. Sometimes that's related to inflammation, like liver inflammation. Your AST, ALT, yeah, those are okay. Bilirubin's fine. I don't see. This may not be terribly high. You might consider some yellow dock. I recommended that to several people this weekend because it's an herb that helps the iron come up, but it also helps you with other mineral absorption, has other minerals in it as well, but it's very known for its iron content, but it also helps to stimulate your stomach acid. So yellow dock, you can get a tincture of it. Lipids. LDL is a little high. Have you done the advanced lipid panel?
I thought I did previously, but maybe not. It didn't show it as being. I can do it.
Yeah, I think just to, your total cholesterol is good, but your ratio between your HDL is low and your LDL is high. It would be good to see. So pull it out and see if you're showing the large buoyant particles or the small dense particles, if you have elevations of lipoprotein little a.
Thank you. Were concerned about my neutrophils the last time we did it.
Neutrophils, that's a white blood cell. Yeah, that's a white blood cell that's on here. Your thyroid. Yeah, your free T3 is on the, it's just borderline low. Could be related to, I mean, they're close. It could be related to selenium. It could be related to stress. It could be related to gut, gut stuff, leaky gut. Your antibodies are fine. So I would consider maybe some, a couple of Brazil nuts a day or some selenium supplementation. But here's where my biggest concern is. C-reactive protein. Now, here's the thing. I know you had, when was this taken in relationship to when your husband had COVID?
Was this what right? What was the date on it?
It's the 20th, the 10th of November.
So that was after he had COVID.
Okay. How far, how long after?
Okay. My daughter-in-law got it September 13th. He was tested positive on the 18th. I tested negative on the 18th, on the 28th, and 2 weeks after that.
Okay. So you tested. So, you know, so C-reactive protein is very sensitive. Now it can transiently go up because your immune system's fighting something. I've seen somebody with 6 weeks after a cold to still have elevated, or it took 6 weeks after a cold or a flu for the C-reactive protein to go back down. But this is very high and this is concerning to me. You might want to go back and get it tested again at the end of the month.
Okay.
That would be like 6 weeks just to see if it's normalized. And if not, then it needs to be addressed.
And the vitamin D was 110, where previously it was like, I don't know, 20 or 30, because you told me to take 100,000 IUs.
For 3 days while you were in the throes of this, right.
And then I also continued at about 50 for a couple of days and then moved it back down toward 20.
I mean, this is 101. I'm not concerned about that. Okay. I would redo that in 6 weeks as well. How much are you taking now? Are you like 10,000 or 8,000 or?
I'm taking about 15 to 20.
15 to 20?
Yeah.
Oh, that might be high. So you might, I would retest your CRP and your vitamin D.
Okay.
Towards the end of the month, you know, in a few weeks.
All right.
Your B12 is on the low side. So really upping that B12.
I genetically have a problem with the B12.
Yep.
I've got several partial and several full ones. And it's said to take a hydroxyl and adenosyl. Yeah, B12 there, but then somewhere else it was talking about taking not to take a methyl something, and then something else told me to take a methyl. So
the main reasons for me to put somebody on methyl, to not put somebody on methyl, is if they have a COMT SNP, a red COMT SNP, and if you have a tendency to have, you know, that anxious, hyper vigilant type personality. But then we usually, it's adenosyl hydroxy, one of those or both, and then just a little bit, a little tiny bit of the methyl. So how much B12 were you taking when you got this tested?
I wasn't taking any B12 specifically. I was taking a combination.
Okay. So I would say, to be safe, go check your COMT status in your genetics.
And I do have a COMT.
Is it red?
That's what I was just trying to.
Yeah. And you too do have a tendency to be a hypervigilant?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I'm not a worrier type personality. I'm not a nervous worrier.
Okay.
But I know I had something, but it may not have been.
All right. So check that out. If that shows clean, if that shows green, then no problem with the methyl. But what I would say is to go with an adenosyl.
I have a plus minus on my comp V158M.
Okay. Yeah. So that's generally not the one that's going to run the risk of overmethylating.
And there's a comp H62H.
And that one's green?
I'm heterozygous for that.
You're heterozygous for both. Yeah. So I would just proceed with caution. Seeking Health has plenty of options with the adenosyl. Adenosyl tends to be really good for supporting mitochondria. Mm-hmm. And then I would start with that and also get a liposomal. Seeking Health doesn't have the liposomal anymore. So you got to find somebody who does. I'm pretty sure Mercola does. And I think that there's others that do. I used to rely on my Seeking Health for that. And I would get that and then just go slowly with that, one drop at a time. So start with the adenosyl or the hydroxy, do that for a couple of weeks, you know, get that going, and then just a little tiny bit. And if you start to feel a little bit like hyper from it, irritable, then drop it back. Okay.
Okay.
All right.